Minor League Baseball is back in town out of Winter Park tomorrow night. Storm Chasers and the St. Paul Saints. An abundance of pitching talent in the Royals organization. Chris Bubik and Daniel Lynch both have gone up. Jackson Kowar is still here. They got a good roster in Omaha. We will be at Warner Park, an afternoon game, 12:05 first pitch on Wednesday. We'll be there with the show from 10 to 2, so please stop by. We will be in the, as of right now, the pro shop. Yep. Let's just stay in the pro shop.
Okay,
it looks windy. I mean, the wind always blows out there. Really, it does. It's like a wind tunnel it at is. Warner Park.
Okay,
it wouldn't it, because all you'd hear in the background in the air would be...
Legitimately.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got you.
But we will be out there on Wednesday. Please make plans to join us. 103. So I mentioned Verz earlier. Verizon lost billions, and they just sold off Yahoo and AOL. I have an AOL account. That is my first email account, and I have had the same email address. I am definitely afraid to give it out because I will get just bombarded by all of you Yahoos that will be sending me stuff. But it's not very hard to figure out what my AOL email address is. I mean, you can't imagine how many of those CDs, those AOL CDs I had in my lifetime.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, I loved AOL talking to me, baby. I love the messenger.
No, that's too good.
Yeah. But they have been sold. Oh, geez. We have a Nebraska football schedule update in just a moment, but I got to finish this about. So I think I have a, some are active, some are not. I think I have an AOL, Yahoo, Hotmail, Gmail. That might be it.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you've danced with a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
I just have Gmail. Gmail and Yahoo.
That's See, it depends. Like, it, you know, George, when you're on the club and you want to ghost a girl, you give her like the fake number.
Yeah.
Or you really are interested, so you give somebody the real number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like that with email. Like if you know, like, okay, so there's coaches that have like multiple cell phones.
Yeah.
We all know the trick. I'm more familiar with the Nebraska football coaches. If they give you a certain number, man, you got status. If they just give you like the middle cell phone number, okay. But if they give you like the cell phone number that, you know, is at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I know where I rank. That's kind of how I do when I have to give out email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost is our NRG Media email address.
Yes.
If I give you that, we're cooking with peanut oil. If I give you AOL, you're like, how old are you? If I give you like my Hotmail or Yahoo, you're like, oh. Yeah. You had an email, AOL, right?
Yes. Yeah. Briefly. Briefly stuck around. For AOL for a little bit.
I still have my AOL. It's still there.
I wish I remember the password.
Well, you can ask.
I do remember my first email address ever, though.
You know, you used to have to pay for AOL.
Yeah.
Not this cat. I found a way around that.
Shocking.
Yeah, you used to have to pay for the AOL.
Wow.
It was like $19.99 a month.
Ew.
And then, like, if you were grandfathered in, it was like $9.95 or it was like $4.99.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Hey, who's got two thumbs and is pointing at me? Me. All right.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's not an old boy. It's just... So Nebraska, they've made it pretty clear that they're going to play. They want to move the game from November 13th and play on September 4th. Once the Nebraska-Illinois game came back to the mainland and you wouldn't have to worry about the transition of coming back from Ireland, it set in that Nebraska could play week one. And looking at the schedule and then looking at the recruiting challenges, you know how this all unfolded. Nebraska wanted more home games before October. They wanted also a chance to rack up some victories. They have eliminated the Southeastern Louisiana game. I imagine Southeastern Louisiana got paid. There will be no football game on November 13th. So Nebraska will have an open week between Ohio State on the 6th of November and Wisconsin on the 20th. They will be playing on week one. Nebraska will be playing Fordham.
Who?
Fordham.
Oh.
Quote, the athletic director. He was in a good mood Saturday in the press box. We've been actively exploring opportunities to play a game on September 4th since our Ireland trip to Illinois was canceled. It is important for several reasons to add a September home game. It provides a better flow to the start of our season for our team and gives us valuable early season showcase for recruits. This will also provide our fans and local businesses with a home game on a traditional season opening weekend. Quote, we are appreciative of the flexibility of both Fordham and Southeastern Louisiana to make this schedule change possible late in the process. Fordham is from the Patriot League. They were 2-1 in this shortened spring season. Nebraska and Southeastern Louisiana will look to maybe reschedule their game.
Okay. Okay, yeah. They're out of New York. I had to look up where they were from.
They're more known for basketball than they are for football.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. I know it wasn't easy to find a team, and Southeastern Louisiana already has a game, and they probably held Nebraska hostage. Opening against Fordham. I'm against FCS games for Nebraska, period. Not a fan of South Dakota State coming here. I'm not a fan of North Dakota. But it's Fordham that is coming here. Boy, will that be a letdown. After opening up with a Big Ten game, to play Fordham as your home opener. Fordham is located in the Bronx, out of the Patriot League. I can tell you more about Fordham basketball than I can football. Let's check the Wikipedia page.
I love this.
Oh, Vince Lombardi played at Fordham.
Oh.
Okay. They're pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They had Bulger Lowe in 1917. They had Dom Principe in 39. They had Ed Franco in the 30s. He was in the College Football Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. They play in a 7,000-seat stadium, Coffey Field, there in the Bronx. Joe Conlon is in his second season. He's 6-17. Now you know what'll be next will come out about this, is how much Nebraska paid Fordham. So, if Nebraska's not 3-0 before they go to Norman, go. If this was not the opening game, and people had not been back in the stadium since 2019, and you could have a full stadium, would this be a game that you might go, uh-oh, there are going to be pictures of empty seats online? Possibly. We got plenty of time to break down Fordham. Fordham and Nebraska are playing September 4th. So Nebraska will play week one. They've eliminated the Southeastern Louisiana game in November. So they will have a week off before they take on Wisconsin on the road and finish with Iowa on Black Friday. But more important to Nebraska is they're going to begin the year playing at Illinois, come home for Fordham, then play Buffalo, go to Norman to take on Oklahoma, go to Michigan State. So instead of having one home game before October 2nd, they now will have two. Disappointed. I know the options weren't great, but it'll be tough to get up for Fordham.
Yeah.
Now you will say, well, 3-0 going to Norman. What about if you get out of the month of September with four wins?
Then?
113. Take a break. We'll come back. We've got other things to discuss as well. But if you had made plans for Nebraska not playing that weekend, like if you were getting married all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Stop. Stop.
Yep, stop those save the dates.
Yes. Nebraska will be playing. Is this an 11 a.m. special? I would hope that Nebraska would campaign to have this game as a night game. You know it's going to be a Big Ten Network game. My God, it might be Big Ten Plus. But I hope Nebraska campaigns to make this a night game to open up the season on September 4th. All right. Break, back with more. There's George. I'm Gary. Gary Sharp Show from the Grunwald Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Zone Studio on 1620 The Zone.